Yes, it's John Barrett here, the old grumpy goat who had the marine on the seafront. I normally play loads of Goldie Oldies in the show, but today it's a little bit different, and it's because it's Folk Week, and it's just starting now, and they've got on Monday night at the theatre there, I forget what it's called now, the Manor, I think it's called. Yes, it's the Manor. Reg Morris and the Strike Band are there, doing a show all about fire and dust. Now, I went to see this show back in, a couple months ago, back in Honiton. Yeah, Honiton. It's a brilliant show. There's no doubt about it. It's a brilliant show. So after sort of that, I went to see the show there. I thought, I've got to get hold of Reg and see if I can get an interview with him. And that's what I did. And that's what you're going to hear now. And then we're going to have some of the songs, etc., etc. So that's what the show's all about today. Not me with my Goldie Oldies, that sort of thing, and my Revox going there. This is a show which I recorded in, where does he live? Crewkerne, that's right. And the only trouble was I had my tape recorder. No, it wasn't a tape recorder, that's the problem. If I had a tape recorder, it probably would have been better. But I used my computer instead, and me and computers don't always get on. But you can pick it up pretty well what the whole thing's about. As I say, the LP is called Fire and Dust, and really that's all I'm going to tell you. We'll play all through, and then we'll have a few of the tracks, and there'll be a special guest on at the end as well. Won't be any clues for that until you listen to the interview, which I shall now press the button, and hopefully here it goes. Hopefully that will be the word.
So, what's your show all about? It's become the life story of Woody Guthrie. It wasn't that. Well, obviously, it's a version of the life story of Woody Guthrie. You have to tell that in an hour, which is what I think we have at Sydney, because obviously it's going to be abridged. It started out. Pete Townsend called me, and he just read a book. Called And All They Will Call You, which is a book about the victims of the Los Gatos air crash, which was the subject of Woody Guthrie's song Do Good Deeds. Tim Hernandez, a Hispanic-American author, has written this book in order to try and track down some of the families of the victims, because Woody's song and his protest at the time was about the fact that the air crash killed 28 Mexican migrant workers and four American crew while they were deporting them back to Mexico. But they named the crew, but they didn't name the workers.
Just deportees.
They were just deportees, and all they weren't in the name when you ride up the boat. So Woody protested about that, and so Tim took it on himself to try and raise a memorial, naming. They were actually named eventually, but you know, Woody jumped the gun. Tim raised this memorial, and it was unveiled by Joan Byers. And Pete read the book and called me up and said, I think this would make a really interesting song cycle. It makes a really interesting story. And he knows about my work. He knows about my influences of Dylan and so on. And he actually said, incredibly, didn't just done it. Oh, yeah. No, he just said he wanted to draw a line from Woody Guthrie via Bob Dylan to me, which is, of course, huge in fashion coming from somebody like Pete Townsend, songwriter himself. And so I said about writing the story, and I actually did write a song cycle. I wrote about 10 songs. In one of the songs, I name all of the victims, which for me is a massive achievement. I managed to get all their names in. I'm really proud of it. But that one got left out eventually. So I did write it. And then lockdown came along. And then there was suddenly time. And so I ended up, it blossomed and grew. And it became Woody's life story. I just thought that this is, you know, the story of the deportees, I mean, it is an incredible story, and I think relevant now, you know, with everything that's going on in America, not just in America, but over the world, but with refugees, people being turned away at loads of places. And so I thought it was very relevant. But then, you know, I've always been interested in it, and I've always been influenced by it, and it's particularly by Brooklyn and the other people who have influenced kind of the experience there and so on. So I just started to expand and expand and read and read and research and research, and I ended up with the timeline of Woody Guthrie really. It's this timeline with bullet points, and it kind of tells you the story in a bridge fashion. And there's 16 songs, four of which are Woody's. Of course, you can't do the Woody story without the sounds, you know. And then 12 of the songs are my original songs about staging in his life. And I've been a big friend of Bill Horton, who's a sort of consultant on this. And when we do the live shows, especially the band shows, Will will be narrating. And Will is a world leading expert in Woody Guthrie. He's written three books on Woody already. And he's now working on a massive tome about the American folk song. So he's a professor of American studies at Lancashire University, isn't it? And an expert. And luckily he's a friend of mine, so I've had him, you know, can call him up and say, when did Woody brush his teeth? And Will will know. And he's on board as well. And we've got Elvis band. We've got Phil Beale. We've got Pete himself is playing. We've got he won't be at Sidmouth. No, and he wasn't at the launch. Very sadly, he was going to come, but he coincided with a knee operation. You know,
he's all getting old.
That's how it sort of came about, really. And then Pete said that you know, he wanted it to happen, and I wasn't really in a position financially to make it happen. I mean, I could write it, obviously, but I couldn't make it happen. And he's got a beautiful studio. He's got several beautiful studios, but he's got one in his house up in Oxfordshire and Berkshire. So, and he said, look, come and do it there. And they actually rushed it. He was building the studio. And we got it ready for us to do it, so we had a few days up there, and now it's out and on the shelves.
That's the story, really. Yeah, but I've got one of your CDs here. You've known Pete Townsend for quite a while, haven't you?
I have. I've known Pete since the very early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Known him. He's a family friend. Right. My father-in-law was in Africa, and was a friend of Pete's, not Lucas.
Oh, yes.
And and my mother-in-law eventually married Rabbit, John Rabbit, and he was Pete's keyboard player for many years, and then he had a BP2.
Yes, indeed.
And they toured together. So we got to know him quite well. I mean, you know, as well as you can get to know somebody. He's at Bristol.
He's travelling around.
He's been very supportive.
Oh, good. Really, yes. And has it sold well?
It's done very well. Yeah, we sold out of the first run. I'm not sure how many we did, but I know it's gone and we've reordered, and so beyond expectations already. And it's still very early days. So.
Now, I saw you in Homerton. Will it be more or less the same show, or do you actually change it a bit?
It will be more or less the same.
Yeah.
In Honiton, because of the time restrictions, in Honiton it was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So we had two sets, I think 12 songs. And, you know, we can do that if we've got a whole evening to ourselves. But at Sidmouth, I'm not sure what we've got. If we've only got an hour.
I think it's going to... You probably have the whole... session there.
Well, if we have the whole session, it will be more or less the same. I mean, I've been doing it on my own over the last few months, and I've been kind of workshopping it, if you like. I've been narrating it and playing it and changing gaffers and tuning and doing all that, the whole thing. And that's by doing that, I've honed it a bit and I've done some tweaks. But anybody who will see it would probably not know the difference. You know, but it's more or less the same. I've got a 1 hour version. which I do on my own, which I'll be doing for so many gigs. And that it's still the same story. It's just a couple of songs left out and, yeah, and a bit truncated, you know. But yeah, similar. If we've got the whole session, then we'll be doing our show.
That'd be good. Because the thing is, when I had the pub really damaged, I put on, that might be the right word, Jackie Leaving. Did you ever know Jackie?
I knew Jackie, yeah. I played with Jackie.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. We did a show, actually, at David Hall, you mentioned earlier. We did a double header there, and we sat in that very seat and came around here and played through some songs and learned some songs. I love Jackie.
Jackie's a fantastic chap.
Yeah, and an incredible singer-songwriter. And an incredible person, you know, he really lived the part.
He
loved reading his blogs on the road when he was travelling. Yeah. The people he met, and I never actually recorded with them, but there was talk, of doing stuff together in the future. And I really wanted to write with him. I don't often collaborate with people, but there was something very special about Jackie. And when we played the David Hall, I don't know if it was recorded. I think some of it was recorded. I know there's a lot of photos of it because I've seen it online. But there was something, the way he played, we had a quick run through here because he doesn't live anywhere, he lives up in Hampshire somewhere. Sure. And he came in here and we just sat 3 in the afternoon of the gig and I just played some songs and said, oh, I'll play them for that. And he didn't write anything yet. Nothing at all. And I thought, maybe you should be making notes of chords and keys, like you do. But he did it completely by ear and by heart, really. And when he did the gig, what he did was beautiful. David Hall.
So
we did some other bits and pieces. I went to Glastonbury with him and we did a little session. I knew him for a few years. I knew him through Kevin Foster, who's his bass player. Yeah. And Kevin was in the Mindful Band. Still is, as far as I know. So I knew him through Kevin. And great.
Yeah, great. He was indeed. Questions, Suzanne? Yeah. No. But I think I should be able to do something with that, Rich.
Okay.
That's all right. No, I don't think you've heard anything from me. But Jackie Leaving was a fantastic chap, though.
He was.
He used to stay with us when we
had... Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. He had, or even over in Germany, had all friends that he would just catch a train and they'd pick him up.
I know, because he didn't drive, did he?
No, that's right.
And he got all over the place. And I remember Kevin telling me that when they did the sessions, I know Mike as well, the keeper.
Because he's
on the album.
That's right, yeah.
And in fact, I got to know him through Jackie. Through Kevin. But I remember Kevin telling me that when the recording sessions, all these people would turn up from all over the world. Some Eastern European would come in and start doing some sort of yoga and bizarre stuff. Because I knew him, especially around the time he was doing that Johnny Cash
that's
just got a song there about him.
Yes, he has. Yes,
I can't remember the name of the album, but some amazing stuff. Really creative.
Yeah, because I even went up to North Wales where he was recording.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said, oh, you come up. He said, come on up. And I said, all right then. So we stayed a couple of days in the sun and we went up there. And that was really fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, he's special. He was special. He was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I were at Glastonbury and I wish I had the photo of him, but... We were driving out and we were driving down a little path and we were packed with people and I suddenly spotted John Cooper Park. So I said, what was John Cooper Park? And Jackie jumped out of the van and went running over and there was just this image of Jackie with his big beer belly, and John Cooper Park like a stick, the two of them together. And I thought, oh, wow, what a lovely photo. And I don't know why I didn't get it, it was really fine, but everybody seemed to know him as well. I first met Jackie when he was in Bow Wow Dog.
Yeah.
Very coincidentally, I knew for a while, I had a job when I lived in London in my early 20s. I had a job running a rehearsal studio. And Bow Wow Dog were one of the bands that came in, and so I got to know him, and I remember seeing him at a gig. It was one of the other bands, I don't remember the name of the other band, but there was something Putting in Pink at Linkwood. Psychedelic Furs.
Oh yeah.
They were another band, and they were all brassic, you know, they were all totally broke. And I was broke as well, but I used to give them free time, free studio time. I used to be able to wrangle it and get, you know, the ones that could pay and charge them a little bit more. And then, you know, we'll do Robin Hood sort of thing going on. And Psychedelic Furs, and they did this gig, and Jackie, I think, guested with them. And I remember then, you know, sort of Medicare, all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, it's
such a
conflict. Yeah, those were in the
psychedelic. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
well, you had some trouble, didn't you?
Yeah, that's because his name isn't Jackie Lee, really, is he?
No. I didn't know that. No, that was his name.
You went out with him, didn't you, and had quite a few drinks, and you asked him this.
Well, he told me, yeah.
And the next morning.
Oh, really? And you can't remember that?
No, not a clue. No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's on Facebook. So.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, Mike Cosgrove, lives at Bowley Tracy.
That's right, yeah. Mike's a great, incredible musician. Too.
Yeah.
He plays everything.
Yeah, really he brilliant. Does, doesn't he? Yeah.
Guitar, accordion.
Yeah, because when we went up that day to Staber, he was recording there. And Mike was the one doing more or less all the work.
I'm not surprised. He was the same as me. He just did everything. He's great. He wanted to play guitar, but I didn't know. Because, you know, somebody that good is going to put their stamp on it. You know, and he did it with the keyboards. And I thought that was kind of funny enough. Yeah, he's amazing.
And of course, Jackie Oakes, who was down in Sidmouth, I think, not when you're there, but... the first time she ever met Mike was when Jackie at Sidmouth in the filming.
She did an interview on stage with Jackie Lee. She did a little show with him. I remember seeing it at the club, the one that I boarded last year. The one on the corner there.
What, Pines Park?
No, the club. What's it called? You go up out of Sydney, and it's on your left hand side.
Bulberton.
No, before you get there.
Oh.
It's a club. It's a building.
Oh.
And it's a regular venue. We played Stolen from God there last year.
Oh yeah.
She did an interview with that guy, the folk fruits, what's his name, Derek's go for it.
Mm.
She did an interview with him live on stage, and she did a little set with Jackie. It was quite a few years ago now.
I saw it.
Yeah. And it was probably the same time.
Yeah, because you see Jackie and so Halsey, and she was saying that's the first time she met Jackie, just when it was our concert that we put on. She was the supporter that day.
Right, and where was it?
Where you're playing,
which is where?
The Manor
Pavilion. I remember seeing, because I came to see, but it was a video on YouTube.
Oh, we were there together.
I knew them both then. I've worked with Jackie and Rick. Both of them.
I've sung this song, I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the wild windy plain in a city called Pampa.
Yes, we're now going to have some of this CD. It's all on CDs today. And it's going to be, first starts with the songs from Woody Guthrie, and then there'll be some that Reg did for the show. And really is worth seeing the show. There's no doubt about it. It's a very, very good show. It's done well professionally. It really is. It's really good. So go along Monday night and see it. It's The Manor. Okay, so I'll talk a bit some of the other times, but we'll get on with the music to start with.
Traffic, blocked out the sun, straight for home. All the people did run. singing so long. It's been good to know you so long. It's been good to know you so long. It's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is again my home, and I gotta be drifting along. We talked of the end of the world, and then we'd sing a song. Say a word, and then these words would be heard. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. Sweetheart sat in the dark and spot. And they cried, they hugged and they kissed. Instead of marriage, they're talking like this. Honey, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I gotta be drifting. You got your last chance of salvation of sin. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I gotta be drifting along. Well, the churches was jammed, the churches was packed, the dusty old dust so black. Preacher could not read a word of his text. He folded his specs, he took up collections, said so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is again my home, and I gotta be drifting.
And now the one that everyone knows.
This land is yours. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I follow my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts.
face, and all around me a voice was sounding.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property, and on the back side it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From the Californias to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Relief office, I seen my people as I stood there hungry. I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Nobody living can never stop me as I go walking that freedom highway.
The song was all about the deportees.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotten, the oranges piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees. They rolled the trucks till they took down and died. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus Maria. You won't have your name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. We died in your hills, we died in your deserts, we died in your valleys and died on your plains. We died neath your trees and we died in your bushes, both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my wanderbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have your name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. The skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Fireball of lightning that shook all our hills. Who are all these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves, to rot on my topsoil, be called by no name except deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have your name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. All they will call you will be deportees.
Yes, and now when they do the show, this is the one that follows next, and this is one that Reg wrote himself, and it's a brilliant track. A brilliant track, it really is.
Sleepless nights, one more flight. Frank puts the coffee on the stove. In his sweetheart's eyes, the Burbank skies shine blue and clear, soon be ready to go. Then the hostess calls to cancel, got the hangover. Bobby, fix the buckle on your red shoes. Bobby turns her head, sooner stay in bed. 3 months gone feels a little bit queer. It's just a short day's trip, just a hop and a skip. Frankie says we'll be together, my dear. There was talk of sky planes falling, she'd heard it on the news. But Bobby fixed a buckle on her red shoes. Red shoes, red shoes. Bobby fixed a buckle on her red shoes. Engines on, too late to turn back now. Sees her poor scared faces, she calmed them down somehow. Maria says to Lupe, you wanna cure these deep-old blues. Red shoes, red shoes, red shoes, red shoes. Maria could be happy in those red shoes. Thank you. When the plane came down, Bobby heard the sound, prayers and grown men crying to be saved. She called Frank's name, he pulled her close, and in the screaming begged her to be brave. He pulled the throttle one last time, but the broken bird refused. Bobby fixed a buckle on her red shoes. Red shoes, red shoes. Bobby fixed a buckle on her red fixed a buckle on her red shoe.
To my mind, that is the track on the LP. It's a brilliant track. It's Reg Morris you're listening to. So we'll have a few more now. And
I'm trying to finish this book.
He didn't. He wrote all of these.
By the time that I went off to sea, angry torpedoes and plenty of beer, my pals Cisco, Houston and me. When I cooked and I pokered and I fiddled and I sang, as a hand in the merchant marine, we went off to war with provisions in store, 2-ton bombs and gasoline. But Kathy says, Daddy, come see. And Kathy says, Daddy, come look. Put down your pen, little stack of bones, says. Put down your hideaway book. Sit with your face close to mine, Daddy, please, and sing me a runaway song. Paint me a picture, make it with love, hold me tight all the night long. I've been gone in the barroom too late, I've been out on the highway too long. You don't have to bleed in fulfilling a need, it's enough just to finish the song. All I ever wanted is right here, right now, the girl and the child of my dreams. So what is this longing, this ache in my heart, like I'm coming apart at the seams? And Kathy says, Daddy, come quick. And Kathy says, Daddy, come soon. By the time I arrived at her hospital bed, she was singing a runaway tune. I knew she was leaving in smoke and in fire, but my heart had known true love and joy. Kathy, I love you, soon I'll be with you. Stack of bones and a runaway boy. No angry torpedo or gunpowder fire could hurt me the way I hurt now. My angel returning on account of the burning, my happiness shattered, all innocence scattered. Kathy, I love you, my heart and my joy. Stack of bones and a runaway boy. Stack of bones and a runaway boy. I went to see the gypsy singer lying in his bed. He was talking to the spirits, there were spirits round his head. He broke the conversation so that he could talk to me. He said, sing your mighty song, boy, your song will make you free. Others came to hear his voice, what words he'd left to speak. His lungs could barely hold a breath, his body frail and weak. And every story he foretold, all things had come to pass. I went to see the gypsy singer, staring through the glass. I went to see the gypsy singer, staring through the glass. Communist and anarchist, a life in the red on their unwanted list. These are your family and these are your friends. Your power of attorney when your journey ends. I went to see the gypsy singer Sunday afternoon. Across his prison eyes there passed the memory of a tune. His fingers danced as if to pass a melody to me. He said, hear the mighty song, boy, your song will make you free. He said, I hear birds singing like I've never heard before. Distant freight train whistle like a terrifying roar. Stars hum low, the sweetest tune, the heavens lullaby. I went to see the gypsy singer, staring at the sky. I went to see the gypsy singer, staring at the sky. Ramblin' Jack and Cisco too, all these coffee bar folk singers singing for you. These are your children and this is your wife. The breath of their love is the breath of your life. Said, you know, I ain't crazy, I just got these crazy blues. None of this is really said, they're just in it for the loot. Get yourself a guitar, sonny, get yourself a suit. And so I wore the gypsy suit when my turn came around. And on that night the lightning flashed, I heard the thunder pound. While the song of stars played gentle in my head, I went to see the gypsy singer. He whispered, I ain't dead. I went to see the gypsy singer. He whispered, I ain't dead.
One all about Bob Dylan there, because he used to visit Woody Guthrie quite a bit. That's the last one from there, and now we're going to have Alan Moffat, whose name I couldn't remember because his real name is Jackie Leaven. So we're going to have some Jackie Leaven now to finish the show off.
like young Irishmen in English bars. Song of home betrays us.
Call mother a lonely field. Call mother a lonely field.
Like truthful glances we exchange. The song of home betrays us. Like letters written in despair, never to be opened.
Call mother a lonely field.
Call
mother a lonely field.
I took her picture from the wall. I poured her sins away.
Yes, you're hearing Alan Moffat now, whose name was Jackie Leaven. He told me a story all about it, but probably it was a bit of a lie, so I'm not going to repeat it now. Jackie Leaven, you're hearing now, and we started the show with Reg, and Reg is playing at the Manor Hotel, I think it's called the Manor Hotel, in Sidmouth on Monday night. Make the effort and be there. It really is a good show. It's a fantastic show, it really is. Let's have a bit more Jackie Leaven.
I knew, nor in the caves where I got lost. Don't bury me in my broken world, nor in the women that I love. I'm a real gone man. I'm a real gone man. Plane. Don't let me die on the shame-bound train. I hear women singing in the valley below as they bury a boy they didn't even know. I'm a real gone man. I'm a real gone. I got a feather in my heart at the end of the day.
got time for one more, I think. Just to tell me we've got one more to go. No, that's the end of the show. It's me, John Barrett, saying thank you very much for listening. Reg is at the Manor Theatre on Monday night. It's well worth going to see. Unfortunately, Jackie Leaven died a few years ago. But he did play at my old pub, the Marine, about three or four times. And he also played at the Manor Theatre, which, again, we went into detail when I talked to Reg about it all. So that really is about the end of the show. It's proper community radio. I haven't got time to put the adverts on because otherwise it'll be clicking, clunking and things like that. So just want to thank you all for listening very much. It's proper community radio, as I've already said. And it's John Bart saying thank you very much. So on that high note, I shall now press the button and say goodbye to you all. Bye.